Well, good morning and welcome to the Wayne Eddy Affair on your radio station on KYMN out of Northfield, Minnesota. It is 10:03:38. That's the correct time, and the date is the 18th day of May, and the year is 2018. So we got 5/18/18. How about that, huh? On the way into town today, I thought I might be late because I got behind a tractor with a huge load of hay traveling on County Road 20, and you just can't pass, and you just wait. And I've learned over the years to be patient with our farmers that are using the highways. They need to use them. And I didn't anticipate it, but I'd say a trip that normally would take 12 minutes extended into about 20 minutes. But I tell you what, I enjoyed the countryside and all the fields that are being tilled and planted. And, of course, the most beautiful thing when you come into Northfield is to check out all the beautiful apple trees and crab trees and lilacs. They're all in bloom. It's just a fantastic morning here on this Friday in Northfield, Minnesota. I have a very special guest that's coming today, but he's going to be a little bit late, but that's okay. I have a woman that is going to tell me who this guy is and when he'll be here and why he's going to be here, and a very active woman in our community. Welcome, Susan.
Well, Vistendahl. Hello, Wayne. Yes, Vistendahl, and I'm here to talk about a very special party that my brother David Vistendahl is going to have thrown for him in Faribault. And Ray Coudray, who is going to be your guest from 10 to 11, is a teacher up at the Northfield High School, and he had another obligation. So he said, I'm going to be after 10:30. So I said, well, I can fill in because I'd love to talk about the group that he's in, which is called The Layout, and the other groups, the spectacular groups that are going to be performing for David's birthday party in Faribault.
And how old will David be?
Oh, my goodness, 70. I know it's hard to believe.
So that's the big deal, he's turning 70?
Well, the big deal is he's turning 70, and he's been in the law practice 40 years. So he's calling it his 40-70 party. He opened his first law office on May 25th, 1978, and it was at 514 Division Street, which is now part of the kitchen of the B&L Pizza. And, of course, you know now he is in the iconic State Bank building that was built by Harry Wild Jones in 1910, and he moved into that in 1980. And so people know him around town. He's been around.
Well, I've known him all of his time.
Well, of course, yeah.
I remember when he started a newspaper called the Northfield Times.
Right.
And of course, he was up against the Northfield News and KYMN Radio for advertising dollars.
Oh.
And he and I kind of worked together way back then, particularly with the grocery stores. And anyhow, so I knew him before he started his practice. So I guess that's a long time. When you think about it, holy cow.
Yeah, 40-70 is how he's describing it. If you've noticed, the State Bank building Golden Dome no longer has the tarp on it. They had it covered. This is his law office building. They had it covered with a tarp for a while because it was broken by the hailstones some time ago, and they kept trying to find a solution, and nothing was working. It was still dripping, and we think now, keeping our fingers crossed, that the Golden Dome will be golden and the glue will work.
And for those that may not know exactly where we're talking about, if you imagine Bridge Square and you want to cross the river on 4th Street, and when you do that, you have to take a sharp right, and you'll go by Basil's Pizza, and on the left will be the Northfield Eagles Club, and then you go around, and then you have to go north on Highway 3 down to 2nd to get it over to the Quarterback Club. And by the way, the Quarterback Club is open for lunch right now, and of course for dinner, and for graduations. They do wonderful catering. I mean, it's unbelievable what you can order from them. And of course, their broasted chicken is the most popular thing. Their scallop potatoes are absolutely delicious, and they have anything that you want to have for a graduation party. In addition to that, we remind you these busy times when you're doing yard work and things like like that, and the family's getting hungry, send somebody down, and they can pick up a pre-order if they'd like a big bucket of chicken. Ooh, that is so good. But anyhow, David's office is right on the right-hand side. Right after you cross over the bridge, it's right there, and it is iconic, as you said.
Egyptian Revival. It's a round building, so you won't miss it.
Well, that's really nice, because once you're in there, the opposing attorneys cannot corner you.
All right. That's a good one. It was one of the historic sites used in the Northfield Experience that was around town recently.
Say, and when is that? I attended, you, with your information you gave me, I watched them perform at the depot their suitcases, mm-hmm. and then I watched them perform in the cemetery, which was unusual.
And did you see that there was a huge rainbow that appeared on that Saturday? They were really concerned about it because this rainstorm came through, and then all of a sudden at the ending was this huge double rainbow, and so I asked Stephen Koplowitz, how did you arrange that one?
Did he film it?
Yes, it's been filmed. I'm not sure if they caught the rainbow or not.
Okay. What is the end result of that whole Northfield Experience? You're so involved. You're a reporter. You're a writer. You know everybody. You know a lot of things. So in the end result, for those that didn't have the experience, will there be an opportunity on maybe public television?
I think
have
next
everything
summer.
Edited and put together?
Yes, I believe next summer. I'm not involved with that, but there are some plans to have a showing of that, I think, next summer in connection with some cinema series, possibly. So, yeah, we can look forward to that. It really did bring the two colleges together, with the students that were involved, and the town, because the town sites were used and people were involved in the community as well.
So. And what was the point of the whole thing?
Well, it's art. Okay. He's a well-known artist. It's called site-specific art, and it brought a lot of publicity to Northfield for one thing. I did want to mention, in terms of David's State Bank building, that Harry Wild Jones built the Lakewood Chapel, which is up in Minneapolis, and also Butler Square. So he's really he's a major architect. So anyway, let me get the information in about David's party, and then we can talk about the groups, okay? All right? Okay. The party is going to be in Faribault at the former Peterson Art Furniture Warehouse. He had a salvage business there for many years, and it's now being turned into distillery, a cocktail room, and an event center by his son Jake and friends of Jake's from Hopkins High School days, Rob Kuchowski and Pat Jacobs. And David's going to be here on your program next Friday, and he's going to talk to you all about the party and about how this distillery operation is coming about. Now, the party for David, which we're inviting everyone in Northfield and vicinity to, will be Saturday, May 26th at both F-Town and the 10,000 Drops Craft Distillers. They're next to each other at 22 and 28 Northeast 4th Street, down by the Depot restaurant down there. And they're going to have last chance barbecue on site. It starts at noon. It's going until 10 p.m., five bands that I'm going to be talking to you about, and Ray can talk about his band he's in when he gets here, I hope. And, next week you're going to be interviewing other members of, the band that Ray is in, the one that's called, The Layout, Lori Williams and Dan Smith, in a new group called The Layout, and they also have a belly dancer, which I think will be fun to see. So everyone's invited to celebrate with David. For that party. So whenever you'd like, I'll start talking about the groups that are going to be there.
And yes, we want to know that. It's a week-long event.
Well, no, it's not a week-long, just May 26th.
On my show.
Oh, for your show, exactly, yes. Okay. Yeah, and that's going to be on Monday. Dan Smith will be on your show from 9 to 11, and then next Thursday, Lori B. Williams will be on your show, and then David will be on Friday. So, yeah, it's going to be a week, and a very special event for you coming up next week, right? Your birthday.
Oh, gosh, that's right. Hey, I got to ask you, and we have a lot of time here, Susan, so you don't worry that you're not going to get in what you want to get in. You're listening to the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio out of Northfield, Minnesota. Yes, we are, 95.1 FM now, and in September, 50 years as 1080 AM on your dial. And Susan, you mentioned that I have a special event coming up next week, and of course it's another one of those birthdays. You know, we used to look forward to them, and now we don't even care. But do you remember, Cookie, Lend Me Your Comb?
That was on a show.
It was on a TV
show.
Mm-hmm.
Burns or something?
Yeah, something like that.
No.
I should look it up and play it someday. The reason I say that is because Cookie was the valet guy who would park cars of various people. You know, it was a detective-like show. And he had real long hair. And he was kind of, the ladies really liked him. And the name of the show is, are you ready? 77
Sunset Strip. Yeah.
Right. 77 Sunset Strip. Cookie, lend me your comb. So I'm going to try to find that on a computer and see. Bring back some memories. That's back in the early 60s.
And be sure to play the song that Scott Richardson wrote for you with Craig Wassner on piano and vocals.
Yeah.
I'm going to be talking about Craig Wassner later on, too, because he's in the group with Peter Diggins. And, so we have a wonderful lineup of the groups.
Okay, well.
Can I tell you?
You can start.
I can. All right. I can't wait. The first group is going to be called The Layout, and that's 12 to 2. This is Laurie B. Williams' new project, and she's a professional, really. She has, she's been a touring musician. She sang on two Jackson Browne records, including the title track World in Motion with Bonnie Raitt. She's recorded and toured with Hoyt Axton. She played alto sax and sang backup for Helen Reddy. She has gotten a wonderful, wonderful background there. Movie soundtrack recording sessions in L.A. And then she was a member of a group called the Lost Angels years ago, and they opened music festivals for Taj Mahal, Arlo Guthrie, Glenn Campbell. I mean, it's just amazing. And locally, you may have heard her playing with groups of the Zillionaires, Marty Anderson, and also with Mark Regal and friends. She played in with some of the sing-alongs that I helped to organize. And she plays alto sax and keyboard. And her new group that she's formed is Ray Coudray. And we hope he'll be arriving. He co-produces the 411 concert series and directs the Northfield High School production of the Rock and Roll Revival. So he will be interesting for you to talk with. Now, Daniel Grant Smith is the other member of that group, and he's a newcomer to Northfield. He plays guitar. He's been entertaining since the age of 11. He does slide guitar, electric bass, foot drum, sings. He's played as a pit musician in musicals. He also inline skating, windsurfing, skiing. He's an audio engineer, light designer, and he also plays with a group in the cities called 4321 All Stars. And then Lost Faculties is the name of a group in Rochester. I love that name, Lost Faculties. And Dan's the one who will be talking to you Monday, May 21st from 9 to 11, so you'll enjoy that.
Are you going to be sure he brings an instrument with him?
I have told them that they can bring an acoustic instrument with them, yeah.
Thank you.
And also, I will mention now that...
And any CDs they have?
And CDs, yeah. Okay. They're actually the day before the 26th, when they'll be from 12 to 2 in Faribault. They're having their debut May 25th at the Contented Cow from 9 to 11, and then after that they have gigs lined up at Imminent Brewing and the Tavern, and you know, so they're really going to be going to town as a group. So we're quite excited to have The Layout opening up David's David's groups. Are you ready for another one?
Yes, I'm going to take a break.
Take a break, and then we'll start.
All right. Susan Vistendahl is my guest on KYMN Radio, and we're talking about things that are going to be popping next week on the Wayne Eddy Affair and at the 10,000 Drops, I think it's called, down in
Faribault. And F-Town.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Spring is finally here, and summer won't be far behind. We all know this means road trips and road construction. The crew at Witt Brothers Service in Northfield would like to remind everyone that they are going to be open during construction while both 7th and Division Streets surrounding Witt Brothers is repaired. Please call 507-645-7242 to set up your appointment, and they will let you know what driveway will be open for you to use. Don't forget, it is best to have your vehicle checked out before you head out of town on your road trip for a worry-free vacation.
Danco Auto and Truck Accessories in Dundas is now Danco Accessory Center. Why limit our state-of-the-art accessories and industry-leading workmanship to only your cars and trucks? Now we specialize in customizing your boat, motorcycle, ATV, and utility vehicles, stereo systems, interior and exterior lighting solutions, power and USB ports, additional grip to keep your footing on your boat, even heated seats for your motorcycle or ATV. Danco Accessory Center can provide you with quality solutions for all your vehicles.
We're back live and in color. Sorry about that little bit of a delay at 20 minutes after 9 o'clock. 10 o'clock. It's Friday. Once again, we're in studio with Susan Vistendahl. And we're talking about a big week that's going to happen next week on the Wayne Eddy Affair. A lot of musicians are coming in. And then those musicians will be performing in Faribault and various places in Northfield in the immediate future. I had to take a little break there. I had to get something inside me. I use insulin. And sometimes when you use that insulin, you use a little bit more than you should.
Oh.
And you get a little lightheaded and stuff like
that.
Oh,
we don't want that.
So I took advantage of the fact that there's some sugary thing here I can chew while you talk.
While I talk, and I will talk. I have a group to tell you about next that's going to be playing from 2 to 4. And this is called the Long Time Gone Bluegrass Group. And one thing we're really thrilled about is that we've got the fiddling doctor, Dr. Mike Hildebrand, and he's in two groups. This first one, A Long Time Gone, and then Relativity at the end. And anyone in from Faribault and people in Northfield, too, just know what a wonderful musician he is. So, but I'll tell you about the other ones, too. And this bluegrass group has Mark Kreitzer in it, who's a Carleton professor and well-known for rock, country, bluegrass, folk, jazz, gypsy, songwriter. He leads workshops and often at the tavern. He's a Minnesota Rock and Country Hall of Fame musician, a multi-instrumentalist. So Mark will be in that group. And then there's Ben Manning on guitar and Katrin Conlon on string bass, Barry St. Main on banjo, and then Mike Hildebrandt on fiddle. And they are just a wonderful bluegrass group. Old-timey songs of the 1920s, original songs that they've written, hard-driving banjo instrumentals, just a wonderful group. So we're thrilled to have them coming from 2 to 4. So that's the long-time gone group based in Minnesota, and they do travel throughout the Twin Cities over to Red Wing and so forth, and they're in festivals, summer concerts in the park and things of that nature. They're just good friends. They've been friends since 2000, and so they enjoy playing with each other. So that's the long time gone group. And the next group is called Drive South. That's from 4 to 6, and people probably are familiar with them because they've been around around this area. An acoustic trio, they have eclectic folk, slices of Americana music, folk, country, rhythm and blues, rock and roll. And that's Mark Juneman, Mark Hedenstrom, and Scott Cummings. And they've been in the music scene for more than 20 years. and they have different backgrounds, stage, songwriting, recording, and I'll tell you, Mark Hedenstrom's has his roots in acoustic guitars, also country, rock, and his bio says, and gathering with friends in the bonfire. They're always he's always enjoying his musical career. And then Mark Juniman plays bass. And he works steadily in the music business. He's also an engineer at various recording studios. He runs live sound at festivals, and he just enjoys the opportunity to revisit all this, the singers and songwriters that have influenced his career. And then they have bassist Scott Cummings, who is playing six-string acoustic guitar, mandola, and singing lead. And he took a little pause from business, but now he's back and having a good time with that. So Drive South, very popular group.
Susan Vistendahl is our spokesperson this morning, and we're anticipating the arrival of a teacher from the Northfield High School, Ray Coudray, mm-hmm. who was scheduled for 10 o'clock, but unfortunately he had to take care of business at the school, and he will be coming here as soon as he can break away, and we'll chit-chat as long as we need to in regards to doing a background interview with Ray Coudray, and he is a musician.
Oh yeah, he's in a group called Fred the Bear. In addition to the new group, and he plays with others as well. I believe I saw his name tonight, going to be in connection with a debut of Sam Ryden album, which will be at Imminent Brewing. So he does play with other groups as well. And as I mentioned before, 411 concert series he's responsible for, and that rock and roll revival, with Craig Wassner also involved with that too.
Oh, so. Craig, one of my favorite people in Northfield.
I'm going to get to him next because I'm going to talk about Peter Diggins and Friends, and Craig is in this group. Peter Diggins has a really original, eclectic style. His group is going to be from 6 to 8, and this is on the 26th now of May in Faribault, at the location of F-Town and 10,000 Drops. He's had projects from California to Minneapolis, lead guitarist, vocalist. He's shared the stage with many talented musicians. Some of the projects that were listed on his bio are Free Flight, Zakarian, Alien Citizen, Chameleon, Hanover Fist, Sizzling Eggheads, there's a good name, Prairie Creek Band, and Jellystone Yogi.
I've heard of two of those.
Okay. I talked with him the other day, and he told me he was thinking of a new name for a new group, and I asked him what, and he said, Sled Balloons. Now, do you have an idea what that means? My brother David figured it out.
Sled?
Balloons.
Balloons.
Any idea why he chose that name?
They're clowns.
No, David told me. Yes, he plays a lot of Led Zeppelin.
Okay,
so,
all right.
That's a play on that.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, yeah, I just love Peter. He's got such an imagination.
Lead balloons, yeah. Okay.
Now, he's written and he's recorded a variety of songwriters and musicians on major releases, U.S. and abroad. And the other members, starting with drummer Steve Paoli.
Hey, Steve Paoli's been on my show.
Yeah,
he's a very nice guy.
And he's a great
drummer.
Casablanca Orchestra, for example. And he shared the stage with artists. He's had a 35-year career. The Coasters, Pat Benatar, Quiet Riot, Toad the Wet Sprocket, another great name for a group. And he's teaching up-and-coming drummers from his cabin in the country near Northfield. And he plays with Marty Anderson, with Ragtown Sister, Prefab Modular, which is one of Peter's groups, and Casablanca.
Prefab Modular.
Isn't that a great name for a group?
That's a takeoff on Trailer Trash.
Oh, there you go.
The group, yeah.
All right, now Craig Wassner, boy, we can talk about him the whole rest of the time. He plays keyboards and guitars. He sings, composes, arranges, records. After NHS, he studied music at the University of Minnesota Duluth and then the Berklee College of Music in Boston.
Big time, yeah.
And we've seen him with the local talents and national recording artists, including Grammy winners. And maybe you remember when he had 15 annual Craig Wassner and Friends benefits for World Vision concerts. He raised over $500,000 from ticket sales and donation commitments to the World Vision there. And then he was band leader for Over and Back benefit shows, where they had 50 sold-out performances for 15 years, which provided cash for 55 Northfield area charities. And I remember when I lived in New York, my mother and father would always get tickets if I was going to be in town for one of the Over and Back presentations. So, yeah, we remember those very fondly here in Northfield. And he works with aspiring young musicians. He's the band director for the Northfield High Rock and Roll Revival, director of worship and arts over at church in Hastings, and entertains locally. I've seen him with his daughter Maren at the tavern, for example. And I'm sure you know he lives on a small farm near Northfield with his wife Linda, and there he has a successful recording studio business and a barn that they rent out for weddings.
Yep, I've been there and enjoy Craig Wassner immensely. I like to always tell the story when I first came to Northfield some almost 50 years ago. I put together a basketball game against the Minnesota Vikings versus the Northfield All-Stars. And they were the pep band. By that, I mean Craig and his brother Peter played music during, you know, halftime and before and all that. And it was, I thought, wow, those guys are good. And they were still, like, in high school. So we go way back. And I love Linda. She's so sweet. And, of course, the Rock and Roll Revival, what more could you ask?
Yeah.
You know, that guy should somehow be recognized for all the benefits that he did free of charge so that other clubs and organizations and nonprofits could benefit by that.
Exactly.
Maybe I'll put him in the Wayne Eddy Hall of Fame.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah. Hey, maybe I should start something like that.
That would be great, yeah.
Give them a scholarship for, you know, $100 or something.
Well, I particularly enjoy him. I enjoy him all the time, but I enjoy him playing with Peter Diggins. Peter Diggins is such a spectacular electric guitarist. And other musicians sometimes just are in awe of him. And the other person that's in that group I should mention now is Mike Legvold. He plays bass, tuba, and trombone. And you've probably seen him playing bass locally with the Zillionaires, with this prefab.
Is that David's son?
The Zillionaires?
No, Legvold.
Oh, Mike. Legvold.
Mike, is he?
Oh, yes, David. Yes.
And Ruth?
Yes, David and Ruth's son, Mike, right.
Very talented family.
Exactly. Yeah, they are. And then he's playing with Sam Ryden also, who is having his debut album. I believe it's a debut album tonight at Imminent Brewery, so that would be interesting for people. He plays at the United Methodist Church, which also is a place where the Zillionaires play, and so Laurie Williams is sometimes joins her friend Wendy Smith there, so that's pretty cool, too. Okay, there's so many other groups that Mike's in. Northfield Trombones, Cannon Valley Regional Orchestra, or which he's played with before, the E Cantante in Minneapolis. He played tuba with the Lake Wobegon Brass Band, the Sheldon Theater Brass Band, Up North Brass Quintet, Pitt Orchestra of the Children's Theaters Company, which is a big deal up in the cities. And he's been teaching instrumental music for the Cannon Falls School District since 2001. And now here's a personal note here. He has a degree in music education from St. Olaf College, and he was in the St. Olaf Band and Orchestra. And I'm currently writing a book about the history of the St. Olaf Band with Jeff Sauve. And because of his being in the St. Olaf Band, I've consulted him a time or two. So that's been...
You know, one of the things you mentioned, all of the things that he has done, I wonder, and probably am right in wondering, if he also played a tuba in the tuba Christmas concert that they have at St. Olaf.
Well, it certainly could be. I imagine Paul would have recruited him for that. Yeah, that's great. And he's married to Tanya Larson Legvold, is someone that I know as well. They have a 15-year-old guitar playing son, he said. He said to add. Oh, and that in one of the emails he said to me, and my wife and I love to spend time walking on the beach.
By the way, I know that some of the
people... I got
people,
it in, Mike.
I know that some of the people that you are mentioning are going to be guests on my show, but there are several you're mentioning that have not been scheduled that I really want to talk to, and that is particularly the fiddler, the good doctor.
Oh, Mike Hildebrand. Yes.
I've talked to him so many times about,
I got to get you on the air.
Yeah.
And you know what?
And he's willing.
He's now retired from being a doctor. However, he now has a grandchild. And so that is a new preoccupation that he has. I don't know if Mike is listening or not, but yes, Mike, you should get on the Wayne Eddy Show.
Yeah. And we've agreed that
that he will sometime.
Just said, I haven't followed up, and I lose the number. You know me. So it's 10:34 on 1080 Radio KYMN. We are a friend you can count on. My guest this morning is Ray Goodray, and is filling in for him until he gets out of school to get here. We have Susan Vistendahl. We'll be back in just a flash.
Founded in 1866, Carleton College is an independent and highly selective liberal arts college with a diverse and exceptionally able student body, a talented faculty whose first priority is teaching, and a continued commitment to the liberal arts. Carleton is a national college enrolling approximately 1,900 students drawn from all 50 states and 27 different countries. For more information, go to www.carleton.edu.
Hello, we're back on the Wayne Eddy Affair on KYMN Radio, and the time right now is 10:35, and our guest is on his way, but filling in while we're waiting is one of my producers, Susan Vistendahl, and Susan, you've been, I think he's coming now, but
there is one
more group that you want to talk
yes.
about.
Yes, okay, Relativity, that has Mike Hildebrand in it, voted one of the best bands in Northfield, and it's run by Sandy and Toby and Sandy Jensen. They were actually in over and back, I believe, with Mike, and that's how that came about. And they have a request list of a couple hundred songs, so they're going to be our grand finale. So I just have to encourage you to do to come for our finale, which is 8 to 10 p.m.
That's the 4070 celebration
for
down
David's
in Faribault.
Birthday in Faribault, right at
10,000 drops
at F Town. Also, will be
and we'll be talking
there.
About it all week. Evidently,
yes, I think you will.
And I'm sure the general sales manager for KYMN Radio want to talk to him about some little advertising.
Oh well.
Well, you know, I'm just
I know you're a promoter like I am, right?
Well, you can go get our guest that is coming in. I see he brought his guitar.
All right,
and we'll. Anticipate his coming into the studio here in just a moment on KYMN, a friend you definitely can count on. It is 24 minutes before 11 o'clock, and we'll be back in just a moment on Kim.
Residential or commercial, Cannon Valley Water in Dundas is the place to call for water. Whether it's a complete water conditioning system or just salt delivery and filters, Cannon Valley Water can take care of it. And Cannon Valley Water can also deliver Candy Yohai premium water right to your house or business at great rates, too. Chippewa Springs is as pure today as it was when we first tested it over a century ago and is proudly distributed by Cannon Valley Water. Pickups are now located at 609 Stafford Lane in Dundas, just behind Aldi. Call Cannon Valley for your water today.
Millstream Commons Assisted Living is where the all-star seniors enjoy life in Northfield. From the delicious meals, the bright, spacious apartments, the volunteer projects, the bus trips we take, classes we attend, and the music we enjoy, there's something for everyone. At Millstream Commons, we treat everyone like an MVP. For more information, call 507-650-0141.
Hey, we're back on Kim Radio, a friend you can count on.
If you need to send a box far away or something overnight, want a cool sign for your business or a banner for your birthday, and you don't know how to do it, we'll help you through it at the Graphic Mailbox. You
can. Make copies, get supplies, find a box, ship a box, buy stamps, fax a letter, get your mail, send your mail, make a sign, design a sign, fix a sticker, print a poster, FedEx, DHL, UPS, Speedy, or even through the U.S. mail. If you don't know how to do it, we'll help you through it at the Graphic Mailbox.
Hey, that's a nice jingle. I like that. Graphic Mailbox. Good people. It is 22 minutes before 11 o'clock, and I'm going to welcome to the microphone. By the way, Ray, if you want to get that mic, you bend it up, all the way up. Yeah, so that its elbow is different. Yeah, all the way, and then bring it down. You know, there you go. Should work. All right. You know what's nice about KYMN Radio here on the Wayne Eddy Affairs? We're not real formal. We just do things that have to be done. Ray, you're just coming from the Northfield High School, I believe. Welcome to Kim, a friend you can count on. Hi.
Well, thanks for having me over here. Yeah, just got done with teaching the youth.
Teaching the youth. You know what I was just thinking? This show of mine is an hour on Friday, and I'm thinking let's just do some fun things, and then you and I should get together for my two-hour show because school is letting out shortly.
Absolutely.
And hopefully you'll have some free time unless you paint houses during the summer.
I try not to paint too many houses.
At all. Okay.
Looking for someone to paint mine, though, so if you're not busy.
Okay, just a little bit of background so people know whom I'm talking to, Ray. You are the director of the Rock and Roll Revival.
Yep, absolutely. That's one of the things I'm lucky enough to be a part of. I heard you mention Craig Wozner on the way in. And his big part in that, and Sherry Setchell, I work with her too. Yeah, that's a great great experience for us.
You know, it's kind of like being a coach. For example, let's say you're a basketball coach, and you have 25 kids that come out, and you only can carry 12 on the team, and you have to cut some of them, and it's heartbreaking. Some of them are great students, great personalities, but their talent isn't up to par for what they're trying to put together, and that happens to you, and you have to tell dozens, if not 100 people, I'm sorry you didn't make the cut. That's gotta hurt.
My first year, we had 280 students try out, and we stretched the cast as far as we could, and we were able to include 120.
Wow.
And the way that I picture it and frame it and put it into a specific compartment so I can deal with it is I just, you know, I'm only going to put kids on stage if it's something where they're going to go up there and they're going to afterwards feel good about it, because everybody wants to be on stage. But if you go up and let's say the nerves get to you, or maybe your pitch is off or whatever it is, and you're not ready, you will not be happy with it anyways. So I really try to frame that with the kids ahead of time and just say, you know, it might not be your time this time. It might not be that this is where you're specialty lies, but just putting yourself out there and auditioning is a huge step, because you'd be shocked at how nerve-wracking that is. A lot of kids say that's the hardest part of the whole show.
I know, because I know kids that have tried out and made it, and kids that have tried out and didn't make it. And it's a heartbreaker when they don't make it.
Absolutely.
But they recover. Just to give it an idea, and Susan, thank you very much for arranging for Ray to come in today. Coudray, we've met before, haven't we, somewhere,
quite
somehow?
Quite a few times. Yeah. I've done quite a few things where we've kind of passed. Actually, the first time I met you, I believe, do you remember when we did the mock trial of Jesse James?
Oh, yeah.
I was in that.
You were?
I was Henry Wheeler for that.
You were Henry. Well, you know, guess what?
Yeah.
The taping of that event got lost.
Oh, wow.
During the era of an individual that worked here at Kim Radio,
yep.
And he's no longer alive, but he did some nefarious things with the money and the tapes and all that.
Oh, but no.
They've been discovered.
Really?
The tapes have been discovered.
Oh, I would love to see that.
And it has to be edited. So evidently,
so it's just all the raw footage.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Wow.
And they're not numbered, or there's no paperwork at all, just raw footage. So somebody that knows how to edit and somebody that knows how the trial went, David would be one of them, we can put that together.
Yeah, that'd be really cool to see.
So anyhow, I want to hear some music. It's Friday morning. The weekend's coming up. You got a big week next week, probably this weekend. So go ahead and entertain my listening audience.
All right. Well, this is a song I wrote. My dad was one of the first people into Vietnam, and he was a helicopter mechanic. And that was a new thing. It was a kind of scarce thing. So all of those people went back and forth over and over and over again. And so that experience just got me thinking about, you know, just people being young and striking out on their own, trying to do something. He went into the service to you know, become something bigger than what he could do by himself. And anyways, this is a song about just dreams, and it's called Promised Land. I wrote it just this year.
Danny was a big man, head out into the promised land. He's not sure where he's going, what that means. Jeannie was a big star, head out in her daddy's car to a future that's uncertain. She can't quite dream. Danny was a poor boy, son of a poor man. Jeannie was a poor girl too. Both want a little more than the old man. They knew what they had to do. Caught her eye from across the room. It was the summer of 62, and from that time forward, nothing was ever the same. Joined the army in 64, packed his bags and walked out the door. Uncle Sam was having trouble and needed a little favor from him. They feel like they know where they're going. They're headed together now, right or wrong. Feel like they know where they're going. Sometimes, baby, it takes just a little too long. Danny was a poor boy, son of a poor man. Jeannie was a poor girl, too. They thought a little more than the old man and knew what I had to do. '95, a little boy arrived, sent a telegram. Jeannie cried. It crushed him to think he was 8,000 miles away. The baby boy became a fine young man. Jeannie led him on to the promised land. It's on Maple, little house on the corner, number 443. And he was a poor boy, son of a poor man. Jeannie was a poor girl too, yeah. They both want a little more than the old man. They knew what I had to do.
Thank you, Ray Couture on KYMN Radio, an original song written by Ray and arranged by Ray. And by the way, Ray, I think by that song, I'm probably old enough to be your father.
Probably could be, yeah. Yeah, probably could be.
I'm from the 60s, 50s, 40s. Is your dad still living?
My dad just passed away in 2014, as a matter of fact.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. He would have been a wonderful interview.
Yeah, well, actually, I did. I sat with him one day. He came to visit in about 2010. I sat down with him and put a video camera out, and I just let him start talking. Because he was in Korea in the DMZ in 55.
Okay.
And then he was actually in Vietnam three times, and then he spent time in Germany. So
as a helicopter
mechanic. Yeah. Well, he's an MP in Korea, but he spent his 18th birthday. He lied about his age, sat in the, looked out on Mount Fuji in Japan on his way to, over to Korea, when he first enlisted. So he's had quite a story, and he shared, I have like 6-7 hours of tape. It's really cool.
Wow. How old would he have been today? Or not?
He would be 80, probably 82.
Well, maybe so. I'm not old enough to be your father.
No, not quite. Not quite. Well, you could be, but you wouldn't be his age.
Well, maybe you can share that story when we get together, talk about him.
Because
one of the things I want to do is I want to talk to veterans from the Second World War, the Korean War, the Vietnam War, the 91 War, and the war that's going on and on.
Right.
You know, we've been at war longer than any time in the history of this country. I think it's 15 years.
My son is a junior, and we've been at war almost his entire life. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird. But on to happier things.
Yes, sir. Let's do it.
For 10,000 drops and David's big 70th celebration. Kind of an interesting thing, actually. I played there 20 years ago in the same building. I believe David had a 50th birthday party. And at that time, he was using it kind of for a warehouse, as you know. And all of the stuff that's now in Froggy Bottoms was in that warehouse. You know, all the bars and all this, the radiators. I remember he had racks or rows and rows of radiators.
The doorknobs.
The doorknobs. All that stuff was in there. So it's going to be really fun to go back to the space and see what's become of it now and to play there again with this new band that I've been working with, I heard you mention, with Lori Williams and Daniel Grant Smith. It's going to be a great night.
Wow, it's a lot of talent that
has
put together.
Yeah.
One of the things that I like to do, I have a prosthetist that has a band called 6 Mile Grove.
Yeah, I know him. I've played with Brandon.
You have?
Yeah, I've played with him quite a few times. We've done shows where I've opened for him, and then I join him for a little bit. I did one show where I just accompanied him. Yeah, I know him. Brandon Sampson, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great guy.
Really interesting dude. Yeah, absolutely. Super talented.
You know, he started his own business. He has some partners, but I think he's dialing in on the business aspect and kind of not as intense when it comes to 6 Mile Grove.
Right.
But I like his music. I like his song, Steel Man. That's my favorite.
Yeah, yeah. Steel, is it Steel Mule? Steel.
He's got a couple songs.
Yeah, that's his big closer. And I whenever I play with him, he asked me to join him on that one. I love that tune.
So the point that I want to get to is that I always told Brandon, and I know he performed in Cannon Falls, Red Wing, Northfield, Rochester.
Yeah.
I said, you got to play a cover song. I know that people that write and arrange, they want to do their thing, and I understand that. But still, I feel an audience that's uneducated in regards to music and all the work that goes into it would like to hear a song that they can say, oh, I know that song.
Exactly.
Boy, they did a good job on that.
Yep.
Sometimes some people murder it, you know, and do their own thing. Like I played something called 16 Tons. That Tennessee,
I know that one. Yeah, what do you get?
Yeah. You load. Yeah, I like that. Tennessee 94.
I'll bet you could kill that one.
That's the only one I do in karaoke.
I'll bet it's good.
And one by Pat Boone. On a day like today, we pass the time away. Love Letters in the Sand.
There you go.
Okay. But anyhow, I played 16 Tons by some band, and you hardly recognize it. So let's get to the point at 8 minutes before 11 o'clock. Can you play a cover song that you enjoy?
I sure could.
All right. Let's listen. I love it.
I'll give it a whirl here. Yeah, so this is a song that you'll recognize it, so... I got the call today that I didn't want to hear, and I knew that it would come. Oh, true friend of Mars, talking on the phone, said you'd found someone. Thought of all the bad luck, struggles we went through, how I lost you. You lost you. What are all these voices
outside love's open door. Make us throw off our contentment and beg for something more. I'm learning to live out you now. But I miss you sometimes. The more I know, the less I understand all the things I thought I knew. Well, I'm learning again. Been trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak and my thoughts seem to scatter, and I think it's about forgiveness. Forgiveness, even if you don't love me anymore.
You don't love me anymore.
Times are so uncertain, there's a yearning undefined. People filled with rage. We all need a little tenderness. How can love survive in such a graceless age? The trust and self-assurance that lead to happiness, they're the very things we kill, I guess. The pride and competition. Can I feel these empty arms and the work I put between us? You know it doesn't keep me warm, really. I'm trying to get down to the heart of the matter, but my will gets weak. Thoughts seem to scatter, and I think it's about forgiveness, even if you don't love me anymore.
You don't love me anymore, as performed by Ray Couture. I'm not saying your name right.
You are doing perfect. I'm laughing at the fact that I missed your cue the first time.
No.
I buzzed right past it, and I should have brought her to a close, but that's a little... Don Henley tune.
Don Henley. And I have to ask you, how many instruments can you play that you would play in public with a band?
That's funny.
Not that I imagine you can play them all.
Actually,
but.
No. It's funny because my son and daughter all play multiple instruments. And I don't. I play guitar. I focus on guitar. I do play acoustic, electric. I play some slide, but it's all guitar. And in my bands, I'll have all kinds of multi-instrumentalists. But I just focus on this. I'm a simple man, I guess.
So, okay, I'm taken aback by that. What does it mean when you're watching American Idol or The Voice? Those contests on TV. What does it mean when they critique a singer and they say that you're pitchy?
Well, they're just saying pitchy isn't really a thing, but what they're saying is you're not hitting the right pitch, so you're out of tune. You know, you're singing the wrong note, essentially. It's always kind of funny to hear that. I don't know how they get that far if they're actually not hitting the right notes, but I guess, you get nervous sometimes, so maybe.
Well, I enjoy those programs, and I record them, and I listen, and they hit a bad note, I just go right by them, pass the commercials and the critique, and go to the next one, and I can hear people that are, like on The Voice, that are in the finals, that, well, maybe the ones that are going to the finals are good, but some that were in the final 10, I mean, they just, I'm not a musician, but it just was off key.
Seems like, well, how do they get there, right?
Yeah.
Well, especially living here, because we're in a little bit of a weird bubble in Northfield, because there's, as evidenced by this lineup, there are so many good musicians and singers around here. I mean, there are some people that really stick out, your Craig Wozners, but there's a lot of people who are just in this giant middle of exceptional, which is a weird middle to be in. It's not the middle nationwide, but in Northfield, there's a lot of people in Northfield who are really close to each other, and they're so good.
Bonnie, you know Bonnie?
Bonnie, yep.
Bonnie
Jean Flom.
And I've asked her to be on my show.
Sure.
Many occasions, and not now. Not now. Well, the last time I saw her, I said, I'm not going to give up, Bonnie. She says, I'll go on your show only for one reason. And I said, okay, let's do it. What's the reason? I'll interview you.
Oh, that'd be good.
I said, sure, come on. Take me on. Let's do it.
Do you have that scheduled?
No, I haven't, but I think I may have surprised her when I said, okay, let's do it.
Oh, that'd be great.
You know, once I get her behind that microphone, I'll learn more about her.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all part of the conversation, right?
Yeah. And it's 2 minutes before 11 o'clock. What are your hours at the school?
Well, actually, today I took the day off because I had some things I needed to do, and it just happened to fall on the day that you were open. But we always work, you know, my hours officially are 7:30 to 3:30, but if I get out of there at 3:30, that's a pretty good day. I usually put in a lot more than that, but the general.
When you come back on my show, we'll have an in-depth interview, which I always enjoy, and I think you'll enjoy it.
I think so.
When do you stand in the classroom? At what time? And where do you stand? And how frequently are the students changed?
Oh, well, we get, 30 new students basically every 50 minutes, so I'm working with them for about 50 minutes a day.
50?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, 50. Yeah, I think that's right. It sort of depends where you stand depending on the class. Some classes, I spend a lot of time walking around within the students. If it's an upper level class, I might do more lecture. It's quite a variety within the school day. It's a pretty great job. I have a lot of fun people.
And what are you
with.
Teaching?
I teach math. Yeah. Okay. So I teach everything from the very, very lowest group of math in 10th grade to the very highest group of math actually in 10th grade as well. And I teach some juniors and seniors as well.
And what is it like when you have a student that doesn't pay attention? Because in your business, that particular discipline, if you don't pay attention today, you can't do it tomorrow.
You know, that's funny that you would put it that way, because it's not, math is so specific in that way. You don't zone out and then, I understand, because it builds so rapidly. So I work really hard to try to explain it and explain why they need to pay attention, and really put it in terms of what's the advantage to you. You know, if you're paying attention, if you're doing your work right now while I'm here, you've got me to help you. If you're doing your work now, your parents are off your case, your grade goes up. You have nothing to do after school and no guilt because you are putting something off. So I really frame it that way, and I frame it that way daily, which is weird, but, yeah, it has to happen.
Well, we'll get into depth on that. And what is the highest math class that is available at Northfield High School?
Well, we have an AP calculus class that's taught by Rachel Hoffelt. She's a Carleton grad, so that's a fantastic group of people. We got about 60 kids in that.
How many years have you been teaching?
27.
What is the difference today from when you first started in regards to the smartphones and computers and Kindles and iFire and all the rest of that stuff?
Well, you covered a lot of it. That's nice work. It provides different challenges, but it also provides different opportunities. Like we are able to deliver a lot of information through some of those technologies. So in that way, it's really, really helpful. But then there's also a distraction. And I just kind of work with the kids and try to explain why that device at this point is not where what we're going to focus on. And there's certainly a management challenge, but it's no more than how crazy the pencil was when it came out and they said it was going to be the ruin of education. There are documented cases of that. So
that's happened.
Everything has its place, and our job as adults, as teachers, is to figure out how to frame that correctly for the students. And I do the best I can with that, and the kids really do a pretty good job of being responsible.
Just see me back in high school if I had a smartphone, or grade school, rather. what is the square root of 81?
Well, actually, I do that in class sometimes. We'll be doing something on the board, and I'll just ask my phone, and then I comment to the students about how funny it is that Miss Wilson used to tell me I wouldn't be having a calculator with me all the time. And I said, well, take that, Miss Wilson.
Yeah. No, did you ever use a slide rule?
You know, but there is, when I moved here, there was a slide rule in my room at the old middle school over here. I taught at the White Center, and that's now in the museum at the new middle school. There's a museum there, and my slide rule from my class. But I never used it, but I did use a slide. Actually, I did use one in high school. They pulled it out just to basically show us how to use it, and then a year later, the calculators hit, and it was all done.
Well, I went the era where you did use a slide rule, and I was amazed that the kids could just move things around and all of a sudden have an answer. And I'm, huh? What is this? But let's do an in-depth, in-depth.
Yeah, I hope it's
interview.
Not in-depth.
Yeah.
I feel okay.
You know, you make the calendar date because you know what your schedule is.
I would love to.
And we'll have a lot of fun. We'll do some singing and a whole bit. Do you want to fade us out with a song and tell us what it is and play it in your heart? And I'll fade down to the
absolutely.
To, what's happening on KY. Let me give a identification here. This is your radio station. We are KYMN AM 1080 on your dial. Also, KYMN Radio 95.1 FM. And we say goodbye for this week. I'll see you on Monday. Ray Coultray is going to play us out.
Six miles from home, stuck in a house up on that hill. Just trying to get back to town and get my fill. Hear the dogs beneath me stomping out the beat of the road. Stereo is a time machine delivering memories note by note. We're headed for home. Rest of our days, it ain't too far gone. If we leave right away, you might not believe me. When I say we're just 6 miles from home.
Yeah, 95.